This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Through the years, people try to categorize themselves with one personality trait. And I have found that nobody's determined upon the situation. Nobody has only one personality trait. And so as people label us and look at us, they're just labeling a snapshot of a certain situation, experience, event, interaction, a collaboration between one another. And what I've learned over the years is that self-examination, introspective analysis of our own personality traits and where we align those in different situations is essential to the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding the exponential outcomes that we want in life. And it's interesting because we start taking on what people say about us, and they may be labeling us in one circumstance when we were 10 years old, and that label is now still stuck in your head at 55 years old. And so I wanted to give everyone a little bit of insight into personality traits and help you look introspectively at what personality comes up when and how we can utilize it as a strength and dissipate or dissolve the weaknesses from those traits and the labeling that occurs, the identity that is impacted by those personality traits. And it's really important in our own growth if we do want to accelerate towards what we want or better, if we want to aggregate the right people and the right ideas around us and create the exponentiality of positive results through good behaviors and applying the personality to the behavior, notating that good behavior is just behavior that is helping us get to where we want to be or better. Bad behavior is interfering with it. And because we all have differing and disparate personality traits according to situations and events, it's important to know that sometimes our good behaviors are somebody else's bad behaviors. Sometimes our positive strengths are somebody else's negative weaknesses. And so to analyze the different personality traits and also understand them introspectively, we could not only help ourselves, but we can also help others by not labeling them, not putting conditions and judgments on them because of a snapshot in individual circumstance, and hopefully help them accelerate, aggregate, and compound their exponential results, outcomes, coincidences in their life. And so this is, and I have exercise and a guide for everyone on this. So let it sink in, whatever resonates with you, capture, but we will give the exercise and guides to everyone, of course, along with my book, if you like that. Just at the end, email me, or during the training, email me, david@dmeltzer.com, to get this exercise to remember, remind, and recollect some of the guidance of the dummy tax that I've paid in my own journey with personality traits. And this resource is designed to help you understand, navigate these various personality traits that can influence you professionally and, of course, personally in your interactions. Recognizing and understanding these traits in yourself will also enhance your communication skills, improve collaboration, and foster your own personal growth. Every individual is their own fingerprint. It's one of the things that I'm on my soapbox to try to help people with, is I'm tired of people trying to agree with one another. That is a journey that is, if you understand man-made constructive time, or especially infinite time, is an impossibility. And so what I love to do in my personality traits matters training is to start under the context that you are your own fingerprint. It took a 1 in a trillion chance for you to get here, but you're still 1 in 7.6 billion to 8 billion. You are a unique individual possessing a blend of different traits that shape your behavior, decision-making, and interaction style. And it's a good thing because the minute you come to a decision or even an agreement, time, value, and emotion changes, and so will your personality. Time, value, and emotion will change instantly, and so will your personality. And when we can identify the traits and align them to strengthen ourselves and dissipate the weakness because of the time, value, and emotion that changes every time we come to a decision or make an agreement, whether it's verbal, written, or implied, or even with consideration, which is payment, your awareness can lead you to more effective teamwork, conflict resolution, interference. It'll provide you an overall success in both your personal and professional environments. And we are going to go through seven of multiple ones that I love. And I see myself. Now, you may have other ones, and you name them and label these personalities whatever you want. There's a great book by Michael Herman called Alter Ego Effect. And that led me into this journey of figuring out, you know, how I can utilize the most powerful personality traits that I have in the correct situation as time, value, and emotion changes. And so looking at these hopefully will help you explore other ones that you have. The first one that I have stems from Marshall Thurber, and he wrote a book called Social Deviance, and there's a process called perturbation. And the first personality trait that I see in myself at times, sometimes to help and sometimes it hurts, is this, you know, perturbator, this tough guy personality trait. And it's a no-nonsense, assertive, often dominant in its demeanor. It is a trait that's very straightforward, unafraid of conflict, and typically takes charge in a situation. Often seen as fearless in its leadership and not easily intimidated. This personality trait of mine, it handles pressure extremely well. What I want to do is look at the characteristics of that perturbator, that tough guy, and see how the key characteristics that are utilized in that personality trait is aligned with where I want to be or better, so that it is a strength, not a weakness. And so for you, if you ever are a tough guy on whatever team it is you're playing, you know, is it this area, topic, subject, or expertise that you're a tough guy in? Because remember, you know, we are an aggregate sum according to the subject matter, topic, or expertise or team that we play on and position that we take on that team. We then also inherently have to look at the personality trait that is involved in that team. And so, you know, if it was my family, if it's my business, if it's my church group, whatever it may be, that's a different team. That's a different subject matter, topic, or expertise. And sometimes I'm the commissioner, sometimes I'm the coach, sometimes I'm the point guard, the center, very rarely, I'm so short, but sometimes I'm also a forward, a water boy, whatever it may be. I'm cleaning, the bathrooms, whatever it is that I determine to be the best position so I can learn and align my personality traits, and including this kind of perturbator, this tough guy personality trait that is very assertive and straightforward, but doesn't work in all circumstances. So what are the characteristics so that I can align that with where I want to be? One, assertiveness. I want to boldly express my opinion and take decisive action. So especially in business, it's really important. It also is very important when your family says, where should we go to dinner? So that's a key characteristic. I want to be a tough guy when people ask me, you know, in that leadership role to take and make decisive action. Boldly expressing it. Two, dominance. Naturally take charge and direct others. So am I that person on this team? And is it appropriate because I have the skills, the knowledge, and the desire to be assertive and dominant? Three, fearlessness. Now, I don't believe in fearlessness. I believe fear is omnipresent, and it's multivariable according to the unbelievable infinite past that we have of multiple lifetimes and womb trauma and infant trauma and childhood trauma and teenage trauma and 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s trauma. But in the idea of a characteristic of how can I shorten the distance of resistance of fear by shortening the distance of resistance through wisdom and faith of how I react to that is a result of a characteristic named fearlessness, and it's unafraid to face these pains, these challenges, these setbacks, failures, and mistakes head on. Shortening that distance of resistance, seeking the wisdom and the faith that's necessary to have a characteristic of fearlessness applied to the topic, subject, or expertise that I'm looking at. Another characteristic, and I'm aligning these with where I want to do or better on the team, subject matter, topic, or expertise that I'm looking at, is resilience. The ability to withstand stress and remain steadfast in what others perceive as difficult situations. Your purpose for the sake of what needs to be greater than your pain in order to facilitate a characteristic of resilience. Now, if we utilize these characteristics all the time on every team with every subject matter, topic, or expertise in all the activities each day for the infinite loop that we live in, we will be in a bad position. We can't be a tough guy all the time. And so we need to align these to these situations and see, is this a strength or a weakness in this situation? And it is not an overwhelming label or the definition of me. The final characteristic of the tough guy, the perturbator, is direct communication. It allows me to communicate in a clear, straightforward manner without sugarcoating things. And once again, we want to make sure that we are applying these characteristics in the benefit of where we want to be or better, who we can help, who can help us, and how best to get it done, and allowing us to prioritize according to the characteristics aligned with the subject matter, topic, or expertise that we are focused in on and intentionally trying to create the coincidences, results that we are looking for, outcomes that we are looking for. So the first personality trait that you may find within yourself is something similar to the perturbator or the tough guy. The next personality that I have is one that's called the saint, the angelic, innocent, fully philanthropic humanitarian. And the saint is a personality trait, and it's marked by an exceptional level of kindness, empathy, and selflessness. And at times it's unbelievable how I can be such an amazing tough guy, but also such a saint. And not all the time, of course. And the individual that utilizes this trait is highly compassionate and often sees and is deciding on moral grounds what they're doing. They strive to help others and maintain a strong ethical compass in all their actions. And this characteristic is a strength, but can also be a weakness. And to identify the characteristics of this personality trait of being a saint, an angel, of a humanitarian, a philanthropist, an empathetic, kind, selfless being, the first characteristic is, does this situation, circumstances, and event strengthen me by being compassionate, where I deeply care about the well-being of others? In number two, the characteristic, selflessness. Is this a situation where I should put other people's needs before my own? Knowing that if I don't take care of myself, I won't be able to take care of others. But if all I do is take care of myself, I won't take care of others. And so where do these key characteristics apply and align with where I want to be or better? The third characteristic of the saint is empathy. Highly attuned to others in a clear sentient way, an emotional way, an experiential way. How am I aligning with other people in this energetic way, this energy and motion, the emotions that we have, emotional literacy and emotional intelligence applied as a strength to where we want to be or better, not interfering with where we want to be or better. The main criteria of what we use our personality traits and their characteristics is to make sure the what, the who, and the how are aligned with where we want to be now and what to do next. It is organizing and allowing us to utilize a strength position in where we want to be or better with what's important to us personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise. And it is a combination of these personality traits and characteristics that need to be analyzed in order to strengthen our ability to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially the outcomes that we want or better. The fourth characteristic of this angel or saint is just morality. And morality doesn't exist in the subconscious or the unconscious continuum. It only exists in the conscious world. It's a strong sense. A strong sense of right and wrong, and it acts accordingly, remembering that what is right to me may be wrong for somebody else. Good behavior for me may be bad behavior for someone else. It's always predicated and determined upon where I want to be or better. And so that judgment condition, that characteristic of morality, because it doesn't exist in the subconscious or the unconscious mind, it only exists in the conscious world and is predicated upon your trajectory, your divine direction, in your divine time, understanding your divine detours. Morality is a strong sense of your good behavior and bad behavior, which is only determined by where you want to be or better, and can be different in every single person. So we act accordingly. But within the context of being an angel or a saint in a personality trait, we need to know strongly where we want to be or better in behaviors that are right or wrong according to that divine direction. And then the last characteristic that I see in the personality of an angel or a saint is supportiveness, providing unwavering support and encouragement for others. Because there's two ways to get to where you want to be. It is one, asking for help, or two, pulling up a seat, like you're on the Breakfast of Champions, pulling up a seat and helping other people get to where they want to be or better. The third personality trait to provide strength in the direction, the divine direction we want to be in, is a passive aggressive charismatic. If you're a passive aggressive charismatic, you combine subtle resistance with a pleasant demeanor, an attraction that individuals with this trait often express their negative feelings, illuminating indirectly why maintaining a charming charismatic exterior. They can navigate conflicts with a smile, making their passive resistance less noticeable. This passive aggressive charismatic, it allows with characteristics to provide a strength in determining which team subject matter expertise we're looking at. One, it provides indirect resistance, an ability to express dissent subtly rather than openly, which makes it more palatable. Another characteristic is just plain charm. It maintains this pleasant and engaging demeanor that lowers the distance of resistance, lessens the resistance in all situations, not by being that perturbator, that tough guy. One of the characteristics utilized, and you'll see this in a lot of comedians and leaders, is sarcasm. Uses humor and sarcasm to convey dissatisfaction. Have you ever asked yourself, there's a little bit of truth that lies in that humor? Another one is ambiguity. Sends mixed signals that can confuse others. It is a strategic mechanism in order to perturbate while actually just being a passive aggressive charismatic. And the last is deflection. People who avoid direct confrontation by redirecting conversations. And deflection is a mechanism, a characteristic of that personality trait of the passive, aggressive, charismatic. These traits usually you have to be careful of, because you end up talking a lot of times behind people's back that can come back to you again in a negative way. So using that personality trait, which is one that I have, and using it as a strength is not as obsequious as the other personality traits that I have, but it is a strength in certain situations, especially in situations where you may not know people that well. This can also work as a weakness when you are close to people, because then you are utilizing manipulation and not a positive behavior to get to where you want to be or better. The next personality trait is the commitment to consistent behavior, better known sometimes as a fanatic, however you want to label it. If you have a characteristic to be committed to consistent behavior, it could be OCD, but it is characterized by intense enthusiasm and dedication to a particular cause, idea, or goal, that individuals who have this trait of commitment to consistent behavior, to be fanatical about it, that you do it every single day. You learn to love what you don't love and don't like every single day without quit, are highly motivated and often display unwavering commitment. An unwavering commitment defined by me is unwavering is, are you committed non-negotiably to do this every single day for a certain amount of time? The passion that can be inspiring, but also in certain situations will come across as too extreme and can create interference between us and where we want to be or better. Once again, using the key characteristics of that personality trait of the obsessive, compulsive, the committed, non-negotiable fanatic. One, is passion going to get me to where I want to be or better? It displays intense enthusiasm for their interest. Is dedication the second characteristic? Is it going to show and illustrate and illuminate in a vulnerable way the unwavering commitment and perseverance that that characteristic maintains and applies to the personality trait of that committed person? The other one is, in certain situations, according to subject matter, topic, or expertise, is the single-mindedness. And can we utilize the single-mindedness in snapshots, or are we always in overdoing the single-mindedness where we focus intensely on that chosen cause or goal? And then, of course, inspiration. How often are we living in spirit? Identifying what's interfering with us in that which is bigger than us. And can we motivate and energize other with their fervor to be inspirational, in spirit, allowing something bigger than us, an omniscient, all-powerful source, to come through us for others? And then the last characteristic is rigidity. We may struggle to consider alternative viewpoints. We have a need to be right, a need to be offended, a need to be separate, a need to be inferior, a need to be superior, all which you've spent too much time in are creating a distance of resistance between where we want to be or better. The next personality trait, rigid rationals. People are rigid. They value logic and reason above all else. They need math and physics to prove every single thing. They have no expansive vision of or better, of an infinite loop, of infinite time, of multiple multiverses. And this trait approaches situations analytically, often prioritizing facts and evidence over emotions. They are known for their structured thinking and adherence to rules and principles, and applied at certain times and snapshots in our lives could be very strengthening, but also can create a ton of weakness. The key characteristics are, one, plain logical thinking, a characteristic of logic, prioritizing reason and evidence in decision-making, by the way, which is why you never will overcome or change an emotion with logic, because they are completely at different frequencies. And so at times it's better to prioritize and reason, evidence, and decision-making, especially when we're looking and dealing in the man-made constructs, not the infinite constructs. Two, structure is a characteristic of this rigid person. They value order and predictability far beyond the infinite. In the characteristics of the rigid, as you'll see, this reconciliation of the ferocious Buddha, the reconciliation between the man-made construct and the infinite. And so structure is one of those things that we have to determine what realm are we participating in the decision-making process and the activity in. Is it the man-made construct with logic structure, or is it the infinite, the multiverse? Thus, again, another characteristic is analytics and being analytical. Breaking down complex projects systematically can be a huge strength. It also can be a huge weakness. Try doing that in your marriage. The fourth characteristic that I find in my personality traits of being so rigid is objectivity, maintaining a detached, unbiased perspective. Subjectivity, extremely emotional. Objectivity, extremely rational, structured, analytical, logical. Once again, working within the man-made constructs, it becomes a huge strength. Working in the infinite constructs, it becomes a huge resistance, a weakness. And then finally, rule-oriented. Adhere strictly to established rules and principles. Applying this characteristic in certain situations can benefit us greatly. In others, it can be a detriment. Utilizing these characteristics align with where we want to be or better, according to the subject matter, topic, or expertise, the team that we're playing on, to know what we want, who we can help, who can help us, how to get it done, and allow us to prioritize our now and our next and reprioritize them as God laughs at us for coming up with a well-developed plan. This is just one personality trait that I have, and so do you. Are we applying these personality traits and their characteristics effectively to strengthen our ability to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially the outcomes that we want or desire? And then finally, I have two more. The next one is being a snob. It's the best way I can put it. They exhibit a sense of superiority based on their perceived higher status, taste, intelligence. Individuals often take a look down on those that they consider less refined or knowledgeable. They take pride in their exclusive preference and high standards. I've taken on a role of what I hated when I was young, and at times I have a personality trait of being superior, of being a snob. And that's a key characteristic that I look for. As you achieve more and more, can you remember the quote, you're either humble or you're about to be? So anytime I utilize a characteristic of superiority, I want to make sure that the belief that I'm better than others is based on certain criteria in certain situations, certain subject matters, topics, or expertise, and is not an overall separation between me and others. Another form or characteristic of this personality trait is exclusivity. Valuing a high status or rare or expensive items and experiences. And as you get more options, opportunities, and touches of favor in your life, and you accelerate and aggregate and compound exponentially, this idea of superiority and exclusivity can be utilized as a strength, but it often is a detriment, a weakness. One of the other things, a key characteristic that comes up out of humility in that realm of you're either humble or you're about to be, is judgmental, quick to criticize those who do not meet your standards. Now we have the tough guy and the passive, and we have the all of these different characteristics and personality traits aligning, and it is difficult not to come to a quick judgment and to create standards for other people instead of just worrying about your own standards. Another characteristic that comes about is pride. Takes great pride in refined taste and knowledge. It can be very beneficial to pursue higher things, to not limit your self-image, and to, as I always say, right, do your best, learn lessons, and have fun. That understanding, it's the skills and the knowledge and the desire combined, but pride can work in situations to create comfortability and confidence, but it also can create interference. And then the fifth characteristic I find in this personality trait for myself, and hopefully you'll do your own self-exploration and look internally at yourself, is detachment. When we get into a situation of elevated status, of snobbery, that we detach ourselves, making distance between ourselves and those that we deem inferior. And this can damage our family life, our personal relationships, if we don't stay humble and utilize our own personality traits and the characteristics to get to where we want to be or better within the context of our family and friends. Elementary friends that we may have elevated a frequency and don't feel as connected. Understanding the realm of feeding and bleeding. Feeding and bleeding, relativity, and association. All have to be analyzed within the context of detachment with the team that we want to play on, subject matter, topic, or expertise, personal experiential giving and receiving values combined with a divine direction in divine time. Identifying divine detours to utilize the personality trait to accelerate into a different place, a better place, a better position, better outcomes. Detachment is absolutely one of the characteristics of being a snob. Now, finally, one of the other personality traits for me, and I'm sure here on the Breakfast of Champions and on our Friday trainings, which we've been doing for almost 25 years, surprisingly enough, part of that OCD personality that I have, the commitment to consistent behavior, is the extreme entrepreneur. I have that personality trait, and I try to align it with where I want to be or better, and it can be a great benefit and a great deterrent. The extreme entrepreneur is driven by relentless pursuit of innovation and business success. Individuals with this trait are risk takers who constantly seek new opportunities and challenges. Their ambitious nature often leads them to push boundaries and disrupt traditional norms. I have this trait. Not everyone has this trait. But for me, the key characteristics that I have proven to be a great strength and an extraordinary weakness, because the number one characteristic of an extreme entrepreneur is a risk taker. Willing to take significant risks for potential rewards. And understanding this has led me to an understanding of my timing and risk tolerance, and to teach people, mentor people, coach people on how to determine the timing and risk tolerance and what personality traits and characteristics to align with the timing and risk tolerance that you predetermine every single day in the man-made constructs and the infinite constructs, and creating a ferocious Buddha attitude of doing your best, learning lessons and having fun, making a lot of money, helping a lot of people and having a lot of fun. Only if you understand this characteristic. It is a key foundational principle in being strong in your extreme entrepreneurism or weak. Two is the characteristic of innovation, constantly seeking new ideas and opportunities, constantly seeking what we are given. We are not victims. Nothing's happening to us. We are not living in a world of just enough things happening for us, though it sounds positive. Everything's not happening just for you. It's happening through you. And so the more you give, the more you're given. The more you're given, the more you receive. And the more you receive, the more you will ask for, giving you more than more than you can give, more than more, be given more than more. Only if you seek the new ideas, options, and opportunities that exist and where other people don't see it. So innovation is a key characteristic in order to utilize that infinite loop of giving, being given and receiving and asking for more. The third characteristic, and you see how it's a strength and weakness. I was blessed to be with Goggins in New York at the Spire Tour, and he talks about ambition, the highly motivated way to achieve success and growth that can create weaknesses. So I don't prescribe to running so much in running on your knees so that you need surgery. Ambition is terrific, regulated with your personal experiential giving and receiving values of where you want to be or better, not where other people think you should be or where they want you to be or what's missing or what you don't have. Living in comparison, stealing your joy by trying to be as ambitious about the same things as other people are ambitious about. And that's one of the difficulties, weaknesses of an extreme entrepreneur. The fourth characteristic is disruption, challenges traditional norms and practices. Obviously a strength in some situations and obviously a weakness. We have to determine according to the timing and risk tolerance, the personal experiential giving and receiving value, knowing our who, our what, our how, and determining our now and our next by applying our why to whether or not it's worth it to disrupt it or not. And then finally, we couldn't end with a better characteristic, one of persistence. Learning to love what we don't love, learning to love what we don't like, learning to love what other people don't love and other people don't like, consistently every day will create the persistence without quit. The progress of life. The good behaviors create good progress instantaneously. Bad behavior creates bad progress instantaneously. And we have no capability of understanding or knowing progress. So what do? We label, we judge outcomes as punishment, as positive or negative, although we don't know, because the outcomes that occur today are not in a man-made constructive time. It's in the infinite time. And we cannot judge or define something as good or bad without allowing infinite time, divine direction, and divine time to understand the divine detour of anything that happens that we didn't think should happen, want to happen, or could happen. And so persistence allows things to happen and allows us to do our best, learn lessons, and have fun, and utilize our personality traits and their characteristics to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially the outcomes that we want or better in our lives, which creates fulfillment, passion, purpose, and believe it or not, profitability. And so as we do and self-examine on our own personality traits to find whether we're tough guys and perturbators or saints and angels or passive aggressive charismatics or fanatics in a passion you can't believe. Are we rigid? Are we snobs? Are we extreme entrepreneurs? And within the context of those characteristics at this time, today, the 24 hours that we've been guaranteed, except for that last day of your life, you'll be cheating. Are we utilizing the right personality traits and characteristics in order to get us to where we want to be or better? That's our choice. But if you don't analyze who you are, the defining of the personality traits that are most apparent and utilized in order to effectuate where you want to be or better, you may just be working against yourself or what other people define as getting in your own way. This has been the personality traits training with the characteristics here, and to be humble and understand that we ourselves can't find outside of us what we can't see inside of us. And what's inside of us is a whole bunch of personalities with a bunch of different characteristics that are there to our benefit in a divine direction to handle the divine detours in divine time. If you'd like the personality trait exercise or guide or my book to go along with it, I'll send it to you for free. Just email me, David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. Hope to see you at VCon. Hope to see you at the Infinite Growth Conference. Hope to see you in Dallas and AmpCon. I'm looking forward to seeing you at SoFi Stadium for the Mastermind. We are in over 200 cities this year. That means we got about a little less than 100 to go because we had halftime on July 1st. But more importantly, be kind to your future self. Do good deeds.